Lively Stone's Meditations for Monday, 24th January, 2022. They shall become one. Reading from Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 to 24. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib of which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." My lady and I were discussing these verses recently, and Jill raised an interesting question. Why did God use Adam's rib to create Eve? I cannot claim to have a definitive answer, but nonetheless, I have a few thoughts on the matter which I believe that the Holy Spirit has revealed. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, the Lord showed me that he protects those who are his by hedging them about in various ways, and Scripture shows this protection in various natural ways. For example, the infant Jesus was placed in a manger or a cradle or crib. The Apostle Paul was saved from his enemies by being lowered from an upper window in a basket. Acts 9, verses 22 to 25. Moses was found in the bulrushes in a small basket. Exodus chapter 2, verse 3. These are just three examples among many, and others include, of course, Noah's Ark, and indeed the Ark of the Covenant. But an ark features prominently in this illustration, and it does signify the ark, the center of all holiness. God protects his precious treasures in an ark. So why Adam's rib? It seems to me that the rib cage around the human chest is a protective shield designed to protect the human heart. A basket to hold essential organs like the lungs and heart, which speak of the life and of the spirit. To take from the ribs is indicative of a sharing at the deepest level of what is to be one of God's people. This is extending God's protection and provision from one to two to make one together. The whole passage points to two being made one, of the Son and the Father becoming one, husband and wife becoming one, and of us becoming one in Jesus Christ. We are essentially joined to him, body, soul, and spirit. Meditate on these things. Matthew 19, verses 4 to 6, New King James Version. And he answered and said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh'? So then, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate." A Holy Occupation, Oswald Chambers on Prayer, requires communion. God is going to judge us by the times when we have been in living communion with him, not by what we feel like today. God judges us entirely by what we have seen, We are not judged by the fact that we live up to the light of our conscience. We are judged by the light, Jesus Christ. I am the light of the world, and if we do not know Jesus Christ, we are to blame. The only reason we do not know him is because we have not bothered our heads about him. Honestly, does it matter to us whether Jesus lived and died or did anything at all? But there are so many humbugs. There is no counterfeit without the reality. Is Jesus Christ a fraud? We are to be judged by him. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love the darkness rather than the light. We're not judged by the light we have, but by the light we have refused to accept. God holds us responsible for what we will not look at. A man is never the same after he has seen Jesus. We are judged by our immortal moments, the moments in which we have seen the light of God from the place of help.